Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son.
Good morning, State of Jefferson. You're listening to the Jefferson State of Mind on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And once again, you have the Rat Pack, the new guys on the block. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Matt.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Jay.
And we're going to be filling in for Terry and Wynn today, and also later we're going to fill in for Mark Kent on the Sovereign Mind Show. So, like I said, if you want to call in and ask any questions or any comments, our phone number is 605-4567. We'd love to hear from you. And, one of the reasons we're here is to discuss the pros of having a 51st state. And one of them I'd just like to pop out there, we'll start it off with, is does anybody here know the lowest price of gas a gallon in the U.S. as of Tuesday last week?
I think it was like 90 cents or something like that.
Yep, 88 cents. And at Dakota Station on Sturgeon Lake Road in Minnesota, 88 cents a gallon.
Well, you got to realize the money we're paying isn't going to our roads or infrastructure in any way anymore. It's going to fund the pet projects of our criminal government.
We'll just call that administration.
Yeah, I mean,
all goes to administration fees.
Yeah, because I mean, you got to figure the infrastructure. If you have a small state, you're going to have smaller infrastructure. So,
well, they're not maintaining our roads anyway.
Right.
I mean, if you look around, we have the highest gas tax almost in the nation, but we have the worst roads possible. Why?
Right, and Hawaii, actually, the average gas price is higher. That's the only place, but that's in the continental United States. It's and this is from Gas Buddy. The average price in the USA is $1.81 a gallon. And it was very interesting. If you look on Gas Buddy, they show all the prices of all the states. The average price in California is $2.86. San Francisco has the highest, $3 a gallon. And it's just, it's amazing to see. And the average in Minnesota is $1.64, which is a lot less than here. And it just makes you wonder, you know, where's all this money going to?
Makes you wonder if you shouldn't buy gas futures.
Yeah. Well, pretty soon, Gavin Newsom wants to ixnay gas yard implements like, you know, weed whackers and all that.
Well, they're,
you can't even buy like the adjustment tools for the carburetors on those things in for California. They won't allow you to purchase them. So you can't even, if we're supposed to be so clean and a clean way to keep everything running and going and keep it clean is to be able to adjust the needles and stuff in your carburetors. When you can't buy the tools to adjust the carburetors to make everything clean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's not about making sense. It's about power.
Yeah.
It's about control of the state. They're so busy selling this environmental agenda to people who have no clue about the real impact or what's really going on. That's one of the most frustrating things I have had to deal with. I got friends that buy into all this garbage, and when you ask them about what it is they support, they don't have the slightest idea. I actually had a guy almost bust into tears when Trump pulled us out of that Paris Agreement. And when I asked him what it was in the bill, that package that he supported, he didn't have any idea. But because the media drums that beat, you know, give the government power to save the environment, they just go along with that. It's frightening.
Right. Well, and apparently we were paying, as of most world organizations, we were paying the bulk of the money going into these places, like the World Health Organization, he's coming down on. We pay 17% of the World Health Organization's.
Well, that's part of the world government structure. I mean, how dare you think that you shouldn't fund those that are looking to overthrow us? I mean, well, that's really what it comes down to.
And like we were talking about earlier, in California and just about everywhere, they're using our own tax dollars against us.
Yeah.
And that's other countries. They're using that money essentially against us anyways.
Yeah, it's like giving one football team, giving the other football team money for equipment and stuff and playing against them.
Yeah.
I mean,
sort of. Well, it's a big game of manipulation. I mean, look, if the big change for us in California, I would have to say, started about 94. After 94, we allowed the despots to seize our government, and our representatives became nothing more than figureheads that don't actually represent us. That's why when you go to Dali or La Maffa or any of these other people that are supposedly there for us.
Who?
Right? They don't represent us. It's all talk. It's just nothing but lip service to our grievances. And we're being hosed.
And they like to say all the time, well, we got to reach across the aisle. Well, what is the big give back?
You know? Nothing. What's the big give back?
What's the thing that's equal that we're getting back the other way? And they can't respond to that because there's nothing.
Well, you look at how Dolly presents himself. He's a tough guy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. At least that's how he's come across when I've interacted with him. But he's rolled over. He's acted like a puppy dog peeing on himself when the Democrats offer something, and it doesn't matter if it benefits us or not, and that's sad. I mean, where's our money for that fire tax that they stole from us? Where's that money, Dolly?
Yeah.
I can tell you where it's at. It all goes right back to administration fees.
Well, that's the problem. And see, Jimmy, you hit on this last week, or last time we were on, about the 500-something government agencies, and you didn't understand why there were so many. It's because it's obfuscation. It's to hide what's really going on at the upper levels. You create four bureaucracies that do the same thing for the same general area. You piss all the money away on administrative costs, pardon my language, while those at the upper level do whatever they want, and there's no accountability.
Yeah, it's like a clamshell game with money.
Yeah.
While there's a, you know, like an auctioneer going, here's the money, here's the money, and then here's the money, and here it goes over here, and then it's incredible. Because with all the income that California takes in taxes, just taxes alone, I mean, our roads should be, you know, in awesome shape, and there should be, it's just amazing. I mean, I was looking over the tax stats on income tax, personal income tax, corporate tax, and property tax. Now, in the continental United States, there's six states with no corporate tax. There's seven states that have no personal income tax. And all states have property tax, right? So there's six states with no corporate tax, six states with no income tax. Well, five of those 13 states have no state income tax or corporate taxes.
Well, see, I think that's good, but the problem with that conversation is you've got a generation that has been so polluted with the conversation of corporatism and blah, 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 that they don't get 90% of small businesses are incorporated to be a big juggle through the legal structure.
Yeah. And the property tax, right, all the states have property tax. So you have five states with no corporate tax and no personal income tax. Now, out of those five states, two of them have lower property taxes than we do. Three of them have higher property taxes than we do. But the thing is, we pay in California, on average, more because our median home price is $443,000. So the average California is paying $3,414 in taxes. And say Texas, that they are in property tax is 0.77%, and that's on taxrates.org.
See, I want to dispute that a little bit. I thought North Dakota, I believe it was, didn't have property tax because I know there is.
They don't. They do.
I thought there was at least one state that didn't, because that's one of the ways that these people have used to defraud us.
We can double check it, but like Texas.
Well, do you really own your property if the state can come rip it off for a $5 over fee or under fee?
Right, that's what I'm saying. But it's like, you know, it's just funny how we pay the most taxes overall anywhere. I mean, like, but in Texas, the property tax rate is 1.83. Ours is 0.77, but in Texas, the average house is $151,000. So the average person in Texas only pays $1,400, whereas we pay $3,400 on average.
Yeah, but you got to realize the difference between Texas and California. California, we have one of the largest bureaucratic empires that's ever been created in this country, okay? And their pay rates at the upper levels, I'm not talking the average Joe Schmo trash picker up, whatever employee. I'm talking the upper levels. They get paid almost as much as the federal government employees. And no other state's like that. See, we've created an environment where we've allowed these bureaucratic empires to be created that don't answer to us. Look at CARB.
Well, that's where money's going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're the system's broken.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM.
Say Jefferson. Sing it with me one time now. Jefferson. Number 51. We believe in freedom. We even got in guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach the children to follow their hearts. Teach them right from wrong. One day this will be their land, and this will be their song, yeah.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
All at once I felt tremendous weight, as if my chest was going to cave. The tears that fell left a stain, the world we know's enslaved.
Now all right, we're back, State of Jefferson. You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And if you have any questions or comments, we would love to hear from you. You can call us at 605-4567. So, gentlemen, anybody have anything that's stuck in their craw right now?
Well, I want to talk about what's happening right now with this virus issue. You have to decide for yourselves, folks, what is real and what is fear propaganda. And you can't allow yourself to fall victim to the fear and empower the Fourth Reich. And that's what we're witnessing, in my opinion, in a lot of ways. A government that no longer follows the laws themselves, no longer recognizes any limits to their authority, and thinks they have the right to dictate to you in some form or fashion what you're going to do. I mean, there's conversations of forced vaccinations and papers.
Papers?
I'm sorry, but you try to stick me with anything against my will, and that's cause for violence.
You're talking about the immunization card they want you to have?
Well, they're giddy. Bill Gates is giddy. You can go online and look at him. He's giddy about the thought of mandatory forced vaccination.
What is Bill Gates? I mean, everybody knows him as this mogul that comes up with a program, but technically he really didn't come up with it by himself. He was able to use the capitalistic world and develop it, the market for it, and then sell the patent.
Do you know what groupthink is?
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of the term groupthink? It's where the smartest person in the room says, I'm right, and I'm the smartest person in the room, and therefore you better bow to my opinion because I'm the smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
And then all the zombies just get in line with that, and that's the problem we have with people like Bill Gates.
Bill Gates did the event 201.
Yep.
That was a rehearsal for a corona pandemic back in October last year.
Yeah.
Kind of a coinky dinker, isn't it? Hey, we got a caller today. Richard, how you doing?
Hey, can you guys all see okay?
Yep.
Yes.
Have any of you seen this letter I sent to the city of Reading about 2.5 weeks ago, and the city attorney, city council, and the police chief regarding these shelter in place report your businesses?
No, but I believe Terry was telling me about that.
Okay. Well, just an update. I still have heard absolutely nothing from anybody in the city regarding my letter. Apparently they don't see my letter as important enough to give me a reply.
Yes, Richard. Okay, I know who you are now. Okay, yeah.
Oh.
I didn't recognize your voice, but I know who you are now. Yes, I did hear you talking about that on a previous show.
Yeah.
Yep. I've heard nothing from the city. I'm also going to shoot off a letter to the county, a very similar letter to the county here very shortly this week. And I don't know if I'll hear from them or not. But
when did you
gonna put them on notice.
When did you send that letter to them?
At least 2 weeks ago.
Okay. You need to wait at least another 3, and then they might think about doing something.
Well, that's fine.
They don't answer to us anymore. I mean, I'm sorry, Richard.
Yeah, I don't expect an answer, but I asked for an answer. I'm just giving you guys the update that I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
On such a very – some of the – these topics are so critical right now, as you guys know.
Well, I will tell you this, Richard. I'm sorry to cut you short there. I will tell you this. I'm not very thrilled about the response of our local government, but I can tell you it's better than some areas. In fact, here in a minute, I'm gonna get Ashley to play a clip for me on the pastors that are being assaulted back east and kind of let them say their speech a little bit. Because I tell you what, things in our country are pretty much on the edge of a precipice, and I don't think these people quite comprehend the repercussions of where they're pushing this country.
Yeah, our last show, we talked about it a little bit, how our I had mentioned that our First Amendment right is under attack, under assault as much or more than even our Second Amendment. And it's amazing that here now, a month later, you can see it with not being able to go to church and all that. And it's funny to me, or not funny, I think it's telling to me that in our Bill of Rights, the very first right mentioned is the freedom of religion. It is the very first one in the whole Bill of Rights.
And that's the one being attacked
right now, I think, especially as far as Christianity goes, more than all the rest.
Yeah, and that one, Congress. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, Sean, I understand your point about, we're doing better than some other locales in the country that we are. But you know what? I'm not giving our officials a pass because the laws are there for us to enforce, but we're just not going to enforce them. That's not the appropriate response. His response should have been, these laws are unconstitutional, they violate liberties and freedoms, yada, yada, yada. None of that came out of his mouth.
It's amazing.
So I'm not giving him a pass at all.
It's amazing to me that they're going to enforce these rules that governors and mayors are coming up with that are a violation, a direct violation of our Bill of Rights. But, at least here in Reading, half of our police forces told to stay at home for 18 days straight and not to answer the phone and don't come in or have any contact. And they're doing that so the whole RPD doesn't get sick at once if they do. They're not ticketing anybody. They're only to have contact, if possible, over the phone. Only extreme reasons to go and have one-on-one with anybody. So they're not pulling people over. They're not going. They're not responding to calls. And I have firsthand knowledge of this. So I just, you know, they'll enforce things that are a direct violation of our Constitution, but not to enforce our regular laws or put our Leos in any kind of harm's way.
If I can get
And again, they're tiptoeing around here in Shasta County because, you know, it's 25% Democrat, and then the rest of the county is either Republican or independent or declining to stake. So,
well, they're tiptoeing because we're heavily armed here.
We're called the Little Heart of Texas.
What I'm saying is they're hesitant to enforce that stuff here because they know the overall political climate is against this tyranny, but we still have to be very public and vocal, even though they're not putting their boot on our necks quite yet. They're only putting a toe on our neck. That's still too much, and we still have to be extremely vocal, which is what I'm trying to do and spread the word. And we still need to be vocal because this is going to happen again. There'll be some kind of an emergency where they're going to pull the pin, and we got to be ready to say, no, we've already told you we're not going to comply. Yeah. So thank you, guys. I'll get off the phone and let somebody else talk.
Great. Hey, Rich, we love your comments. I love listening to you on the radio, and you're doing a great job and a great service. Thank you.
Keep it up.
Yeah, no, Richard, I'm not giving them a free pass. I just am aware enough that I understand that, you know, it could be worse in our community at the moment.
You got to give credit where credit's due.
Right.
If somebody's doing a good job with something, you want to praise that good job and make sure you make absolutely sure they understand they're doing a bad job when they're doing it.
Right. I want to share this clip with you guys. It's a pastor in Greenville, Mississippi.
From the government. Yeah. Your right.
No, our right don't come from authority. It comes from the Bible. So the authority does not have the right over the Constitution. We come to the constitutional law, the First, Second Amendment. Mayor Eric Simmons can't take it away, nor the police officer. They can't. No, he can't. So, y'all, this is happening in Greenville, Mississippi, the poorest part of the United States of America. More killing in Greenville, more drugs on the corner, and look where the police officer is at. If y'all would have told me this, that our experience as a pastor trying to preach the gospel, I wouldn't believe y'all. If y'all don't wake up, America, the police told me our freedom can be revoked.
Wow, that's something else there.
Well, they're meeting these pastors with throwing nails in their parking lot and ticketing them if they're in their cars trying to have a service. They're trying to force people to go online, but then you look at what's going on YouTube, Google, there's mass censorship. And if you don't bow to this LGBTQ garbage, then they censor you.
I got some interesting stuff on that.
Well, that
not to interrupt you there, but it's just, I think it's amazing that right now, with all the stuff you hear, depending on where you look, and it's really hard to find a reputable source on exactly how many genders there are, but there's somewhere between 57 and 4,000.
I thought there was two.
But I think it's amazing. You got to hear where I'm going with this. I think it's amazing, and I'm not sure why everybody's not studying this. I think it's amazing that only two genders are being infected by the Chinese Wuhan COVID virus. Only two, male and female. Well, and in every gender list I looked at, male and female were on that list. So only two are being infected. The rest apparently are immune.
Okay,
All I have to do is identify as one of these other ones, and I absolutely will not get it.
I think so.
Well, that's a game of manipulation.
We can open up the country just based on that. Everybody at once, just pick one. For a couple of months, and we'll be cured.
I get what you're saying. We're forced to bow to believe these things that are obviously not even true.
If I wear
right,
a rainbow
what,
shirt.
What I'm getting at is they don't want you to have church in public, you know, and meet in person, but then they force you into an online communities who control essentially the Internet in large part. And then they go out of their way to censor your views. You know, I'm done with this generation of useful idiots that want to scream evil bigot Christian at me for standing up for what I believe. And I can tell you that if we don't act soon in our society, we are going to, when we're Terry's age, we should be things to be far worse than they are now. Because the whole gender conversation, that's a game of manipulation. 2 + 2 doesn't equal 5 because the authority says it does. But if you can force enough people to go along with that, well, then what else can you enforce them to go along
with?
Well,
isn't it like 0.2 or 0.02 amount of the population is transgender?
Yes and no. It goes, if you look at what's happening, there's you don't have 30% of an elementary class all of a sudden identifying as transgender without something else going on.
Yeah.
No, they're all purple penguins.
But that's what I'm getting at. They don't have any grasp of reality, and they're being force-fed this stuff through the media.
Indoctrinated. All
right. On that note, interesting conversation here. We're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If you want to call in at 605-4567, we'd love to hear from you.
How can we look in our children's eyes, knowing one day they might ask us why? We didn't try to stop the tyranny to ensure the survival of our liberty. Our freedoms come with a mighty price. Let's not forget those who sacrificed. They fought, some died to keep us free, like our founders did for you and me.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premi is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Tomorrow, are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time, take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter?
Welcome back. You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And you're listening to Jefferson State of Mind. And we have a caller, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing as good as I can with a little bit I have left to work with.
Hey, I'm going to cue the sarcasm here and ask you how your weekend was.
Well, you know, it was exciting. It started out yesterday. I held a guy at gunpoint at 5 in the morning and had the sheriff come over and pick him up. I'll call you up later on Sovereign Minds and give you the whole scenario and what happened. But thank God for my Second Amendment rights, because I'm convinced I would have been pepper sprayed and robbed. That being said, what I wanted to bring to everybody's attention is that Waldo is going to be on Carl Bott's show tomorrow morning at 7. You know who Waldo is?
Where's Waldo?
No, Donnell Ewert. He is of the fame of giving false information to the supervisors in order to for us to have more resources towards the homeless.
Yeah, I heard about Les Boss spitting out some figures that were very incorrect.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it all boils down to they're manipulating the heck out of us. When Matt said that we are three-quarters conservative and a quarter liberal, the thing is the liberals are running this county. This morning, there were 7 or 8 letters to the editor in the paper, and they were all negative towards Trump and his the way he's handled this CCP virus.
Well, you got to, Nick, I don't want to interject. Anytime I listen to the left scream about Trump's response to this, all I can do is laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
you
have the party of open borders. You have the party of all sorts of garbage, needles on the street in San Francisco, but these people want to tell me about health concerns. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, look what they're doing. They're classifying every death, if the doctor even thinks they might have CCP virus.
I've heard of that, yeah.
That's because they get $39,000 for everyone.
You know, and our flu deaths, our heart attack deaths, other deaths have gone way down because they're all being attributed to that. And what they're doing is they're trying to collapse our economy to get rid of Trump. It's plain as day. But here in Shasta County, we have liberals running our county, and they're lying to us.
The reason the liberals are running is because a conservative mindset is to live and let live.
Yes.
That's been the problem. We've sat by the side and we let these crybabies sit there, kick, scream, and throw a fit, and we didn't do anything about it.
Well, I want to check. And
so now that's why we are where we're at.
And we've got Trump to set an example.
Well, I want to interject here for both you gentlemen. It's not just that we have the live and let live policy, you know, because that's how I choose to live. Your business is your business unless it affects me. It's we have too many traitors amongst our mix. I mean, I don't want to call him out on the air, but isn't Les Baugh the guy that lied to us about supporting Jefferson? I mean, I could be wrong on that, and call me if I am, but I'm done with these turncoats, these people that give us nothing but lip service to empower the state. And when we get off the phone with you, Nick, I got a special clip for you because
okay,
it's the reality.
But, you know, you take Moti and Clemente. They're both rhinos. They claim they're Republicans, but look at how they lied to us about Measure A.
Yep.
Well, it's not about lying about Measure A or anything else. When, let's say with Clemente, when he ran, the one thing that just absolutely made my skin crawl was when he was saying there's a ton of money out there in the state, and all we have to do is pull all the strings that we can pull to get it. And that's all we got to do, and then we'll have all the money in the world. We could have it right here for Shasta County. We just got to pull the strings. Is basically what he told me. And it's like, dude, don't you even want to even know what's above those strings that you're pulling? What you're pulling down on your head? He cared not one iota about what was on the other end of that string that he was yarding on. And
no, it's about power, dude.
Oh yeah,
we're sold out by our government leaders. I'm not talking the average government employee because I know many honorable, decent people within the system, but the upper levels of our government, they've sold us out. I truly hate to have to put it this way because, you know, I don't need the sheriff kicking in my door, but many of these people would rather be dragged from their homes and find themselves facing the repercussions of the mob than actually acknowledge that they work for us, the people. They think that we're their serfs because they've given themselves immunity to accountability. Whether you're talking our local government, state, or federal, they do whatever they want.
Well, I think this Chinese Wuhan COVID virus is a perfect example how people absolutely rely on their government for everything. They want them to come bail them out of every little thing, and that's ridiculous.
Right.
You should be able to rely on your neighbors, your family, your community, your churches. That's how it was, and that's how it should be, and that's how it will be in the state of Jefferson.
Before you rely on anybody else, you have to be able to rely on your knowledge.
Yep. Absolutely.
If you've got no knowledge, then you are screwed.
Yep. You should be prepared, and you should not expect your neighbor to be prepared, so you need to make sure you have something.
Well, they don't
too.
Want that. Look, when you're selling despotism and collectivism to the mob, you don't want... I'm going to step back. One of the biggest hurdles we've had with Jefferson is those that want the state to control everything don't want the example of Jefferson to exist. You can't sell slavery to the state if you got your neighbor who's prospering because he chooses to be free. You know what I mean? You can't sell that. And that's why they are so desperate against us. That's why they don't represent us anymore, because anything that interferes with the power of the state, well, you're a heretic. And you should be punished. I want to go into this clip here real quick for you, Nick.
Oh, well, hold it. I want to get back to Waldo. Waldo, in his graph, it says that the coronavirus is going to peak in Shasta County May 26th. They want to shut our economy down into June. And it's all false, and they're all in on it.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't ask this government for permission to wipe my butt anymore. I'm done submitting to the lawlessness.
I'd like someone, if they know, to give me an example of when we've quarantined healthy people in the past. You quarantine the sick and the susceptible, but when have you ever quarantined healthy people?
Well, it's a game of manipulation. That's the problem we face. That's, it's about power.
Amazingly enough, we gave up even more liberties in California. I thought we gave them all up, but we managed to give up even more, or at least a new level.
Well, that comes down to this whole thing. That comes down to, when do you stop complying? Look, I'm a veteran. I took an oath to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And when the government has become the criminal element in my life, I have to draw a line. And one of the reasons why I became so vocal is because I was trying to force my government to address my grievances, and they're not interested. They'd rather have civil war and armed conflict with the public than serve us anymore, because they've got enough of the society brainwashed into this game of manipulation because the state says that, well, you know what? I am the authority over this government, and I don't really care what they have to say anymore.
Yeah, but you know what they're doing now is they're picking and choosing who's going to be able to be in business.
Well, you have to resist, Nick.
Well, I have all my life.
Oh, I think they're doing a great job. And here in the city of Reading, you can see some of the corruption. For instance, how is it essential that a coffee shop is open? And there's more. This is just one example. When you can get coffee at all the gas stations, which are essential, or you can make it at home. But, and I realize they're drive-through, but contact is contact. This is by their own deal. You can't use a refillable cup, but you can hand them cash, right? So
that
the contact
the
is there.
Getting rid of cash.
But we know who's in charge of the city and who has coffee shops around here. So, you know, it shows you corruption, and it shows you how there's no sense to their supposed logic and science.
Well, it's a game of manipulation. It's totally a game of manipulation. I want to play this clip because I think it fits exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. The greatest form of control is where you think you're free, when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free.
Well, she can cut it if she wants, but it does go on. It's David Icke talking about the game of manipulation. And I can tell you, as a political activist, all the main sources that I rely on for information are all being heavily censored and kicked off various platforms because they're not toting the line that empowers the government. And for lack of a better way to put what I see happening in our society is we're witnessing the rise of the Fourth Reich and the overthrow of the Constitution. You know, and I can say in our community there's enough people here that are armed that this government better tread carefully, because if they get too far out of line, they're going to see repercussions that nobody wants to see. You know, I mean, you throw nails down in my parking lot, we're going to have some words, and it's not going to be polite.
Yeah. And, you know, people giving Leo's a pass, saying they're just doing their job when they show up to arrest people, congregating or ticketing people or giving them fines, they swore an oath to the Constitution, too.
Well, that's what that pass
and
was going off on.
That should give them the power to stand up to their administrators and supervisors, say, no, I'm not going to do that.
I don't know if any of you heard me jam up Sheriff Pasenko a couple months
ago. See what you started, Nick?
Yeah, sorry, Nick. And Ron, we'll get to you in a second. But I jammed up Sheriff Pasenko a couple times privately about the corruption. And, you know, as much as he wants to claim to be a constitutional sheriff, he's the reason for the Second Amendment, because law enforcement no longer seems to – they'll beat us down for the law, but they don't seem to have the wherewithal or the kahunas or whatever it takes to kick in the door of a corrupt government official and drag them out and throw them through the system, because there's no financial profit in that.
Let me finish here. Everybody needs to call up the city of Reading and tell them to get off their ass and get on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and tell them to grow a pair and open up this economy. We shouldn't be waiting on Gavin Newsom, because we're going to be waiting a long time. You know, we hit a V. We went down. We didn't have any cases for 4 days, and then we had one case, and they acted like it was the end of the world. Now we've had one case in 7 days. I say we don't have a problem. Let's go back to work.
No, and it just flattens the curve. It doesn't take it all the way. It doesn't get rid of it. It doesn't kill the curve. So the same people that's going to be here forever. So the same people that can get it today will get it next season.
Yeah.
So
I want to throw this out there, and then I'll move on from this.
All right, folks. We're going to take a commercial break. Ron, sorry, buddy, if you could just hold on through the break, we'll get to you. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The time has come.
For 51.
It's not a matter of being a Republican or a Democrat. It's not a matter of being black or white, Hispanic or Asian.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Sholisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too.
Welcome back to Jefferson State of Mind on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Nick, you still with us there, buddy? Oh, Nick, sorry, buddy, we lost you. But we do have another caller on the line. Ron, thanks for waiting and being patient. What you got going?
Well, I got a question for you. You know that barrier rail down the center of I-5 going through Anderson, Redding, on up to wherever? Those their concrete barrier rails, or they got cabling. You know what that's for?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Control of traffic.
So people don't go into the oncoming lanes, maybe?
Right. Yeah, you can believe that if you want. I'll tell you what it's really for. It's crowd control. Come Monday morning, they put out a thing on your radio station here and said, hey, everybody's going to have a mandatory flu shot or shot, whatever it is for this Chinese flu, as I call it. And somebody said, boy, that's not me, because I don't know what's in that mandatory shot, whether they're using mercury for binders or fillers. Instead of maybe a saline solution. And they say, you know, I think I'll go to Aunt Tilly's up in Oregon. So you get out on the freeway Monday morning early so you can avoid the flu shot or whatever it is, this mandatory vaccine. And all of a sudden you come to a stop, and it's like, what's I'm stopping here for? And you can find out that the highway patrol for the National Guard has thrown a roadblock to not let everybody out of the city, going or coming, whatever. So they can force you to have that flu shot. So if you, because when you left, you thought, maybe I'm going to have a problem. So you took your grandfather's lever-action deer rifle with you, or maybe your shotgun that you use for turkey hunting or pheasant hunting. You know they're going to take that away from you.
Well, I want to interject here, Ron, because let me make this as clear as I can to this audience. The morons pushing this garbage are going to get a lot of people killed. And I'm telling you right now, they may get some people cornered on the freeway, but once word gets out, these people are going to get wiped off the map. And I'm sorry, that's not a call for action or to do anything you shouldn't, but it's your body. You decide what goes in it. The state does not have that right, no matter what they want to pretend. And I'm telling you right now, for my personal, I'll die in my driveway or I'll die in my vehicle defending my freedom from these people.
So, Ron, you're
on my feet and rather on my knees.
Well, that's it. And I can tell you that there are more people willing to go down that path than they are that are willing to speak up, which is kind of ironic. You're willing to shoot a cop, you know, to protect yourself from the state at one point, but you won't show up to a political rally to voice your opinion that the government is crossing that line.
So, Ron, you're saying it's sort of like pulling up to a sobriety checkpoint, and if you turn around, they're gonna come
out. That's the way I see it. And you know, you're right. That when I talk to other veterans and just people, they're people that are not going to comply with that. And when they pull a weapon, or they're talking about taking weapons away, I talked to another veteran. He says, when they come for mine, they better bring theirs.
These people have no grasp of the level of retaliation that they'll face if they're dumb enough to go down that path.
Mm-hmm.
Shasta County is like 30,000 veterans, and then their families, you figure, is another third of the population. We're heavily armed here. That's one of the reasons why I've stood up and fought for Jefferson, because this is a stronghold of freedom and individual thought. I mean, it may not seem like it at times, but compared to the rest of California, this is the freest area, I would say.
I only know out of the 100 people, 150, 200 people I know, you know, from doing construction around here, I think I've only ran across a handful that don't have a firearm.
No, I know liberals that have guns. They'll sit there and talk smack about, well,
this,
you know.
This gun run, apparently, was a lot of Democrat or liberals that...
First
I shouldn't
time.
Even say Democrats.
2.6 million guns were sold in... Let's talk about this subject. 2.6 million guns were sold in the United States in March. Yet you have government officials in the state of California trying to outlaw the sale of guns. Sorry, well, buddy.
It
you're the reason I have a gun.
Fact, though. Right. I mean, you got to put in that point, too. A timeline is the lockdowns started, and then everybody was kind of like, oh... Well, we probably should maybe ought to go ahead and buy our something to protect ourselves with, a tool. And shortly after that, the government was just kind of like, whoa, man, did you see the rocket in sales of this stuff? We probably ought to put a lockdown on that.
Yeah, but they don't get it. No matter what this government or these governments in these various states push for laws, they've lost the gun debate, period.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are not going to give up their guns without direct armed conflict. And they would rather push that than acknowledge that the people are saying, no, we're done. You're sure? We will not comply. I'm done complying. You know, if a cop pulls me over, I'll be nice, polite, give him my papers for my insurance, blah, blah, blah. But as for the rest of these laws that they're shoving, I don't care anymore.
You can try to take him to court, but look what's happening. Look what's happening with our CFR case. Look what's happening with Baird versus Becerra. You know,
it's because the system has become nothing but a fraud upon the public. That's it.
Hey, Ron, are you a veteran, Ron?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, good.
Thank you for your service.
Yep.
You and your family are very welcome.
And thank you, Ron. I want to jump on to Gator real quick because he's next on the list. You have a good day, Ron.
Hello.
Gator, what's going on, buddy?
You guys were earlier talking about the rhinos around here, and it was interesting, but you're giving a pass to the 800-pound gorilla in the room, the third-party types, and the socially liberal, fiscally conservative types who have more in common with the Democrats and the socialists than they do those fundy conservative Christian right-wingers, and they would, you know, they're just not on board with the usual stuff that the people that you're talking about are. Like, it's really interesting.
Well, the Libertarian Party, as far as I'm concerned, as for a liberty perspective, was neutered a long time ago. And they're no better off than anything else. And I agree with you that they're part of the problem. In fact, I'm probably hated by the uber-libertarians that crossed my path just as much as I am by the communists that crossed my path, because I want freedom. I'm tired of the games. I'm tired of the propaganda. It's time that we make action. And that brings me to something I want to point out here. We live in revolutionary times. Everything is changing around us so rapidly. It's time to stand up now and demand Jefferson. It's time to stand up. Where are you, Doug LaMalfa? Where are you, Brian Daly? Where are any of you actually representing us? Because it seems that you'd rather the system go headlong into the worst possible scenario than represent us anymore.
They're too
right,
busy
it's like,
pandering.
It's like liquor stores and pot shops
and
Planned Parenthood facilities are given carte blanche.
No, I agree with you, and so that's part of the problem. We're losing our freedom in the name of fear, and that's one of the problems I'm going to share. Well, I'm not going to share that on the air, but I've had an experience recently where I witnessed somebody fall victim to the fear and act inappropriately in response to that fear. And I figured it out. The guy was listening to the radio, and every two songs on the radio, it's fear, fear, fear this virus, fear that, fear this.
Yeah. Somebody else being fearful of something shouldn't mean that I have to wear a mask or something. Like I tried to go into Big Five the other day with my family, with my wife, and they said we couldn't come in because we didn't have masks. You know, and it's like, and that's not their employee, it's management or whoever. But your fear or someone else's fear doesn't mean that I have to change who and what I am or what I believe.
I bet the armed robbers in the area love it.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Wear a mask.
Used to wear a mask going into a store and they called the cops.
Yeah.
In the state of Jefferson, if you do choose to wear a mask, you'll also be able to open carry on your hip as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the zeitgeist is going to pick up steam coming maybe into October. It's just going to be so unbelievably shocking. We're going to... Everything, everywhere we turn, everything we look at, everything we listen to will be geared towards, you know, removing Trump. Trump's the bad guy. Everything's bad. And it's sad that we're in this balkanized time that we live in now and that there's only two choices. But temporarily, maybe in the future, the third party types and the libertarians, you know, maybe they'll have a few Congress members. Maybe one day there'll be another independent senator or two. But in the meantime, we're kind of stuck with the two choices. It's either A or B. And the sooner people figure that out, rather than say, oh, I would never vote for B because of what they did in 1996, or I'm never going to vote for A because they're socialists.
Right.
We got to figure that out. It's like we're being forced each of these election cycles to choose. And luckily, the last election cycle, everyone chose correctly, I believe.
Well, Gator, I want to play this clip for you, and this is going to take us pretty close to the end, because it's time we all stand up. I don't care. You know, the Tea Party movement was originally Republicans and Democrats coming together, realizing the system has been broken, and we've fallen victim to the divide and conquer. So I kind of want to run with this clip, if I can, for a second, because this clip for you guys. For people like you, Gator.
The last breath of free speech will blow itself out. What rises in its place is going to be the wind of thought control. This time, they've divided us so they can conquer us. Remember one thing, though.
And a major paradigm shift is coming. It's times like these when long-standing patterns are disrupted, that things become more fluid. That's when a small group of people, or even a single individual,
Buenas noches, Jefferson,
can change the course of history.
Ideas spread, they can't stop them. An idea whose time has come cannot be stopped by any army or any government.
We have to stand up.
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty, slipping one by one until there's nothing left.
So, wow, that was very interesting. But yeah, Gator, you have a very interesting perspective, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying.
You guys were speaking earlier about people, you know, if the stack comes to get you, a few guys in the stack might get hurt.
Okay.
If that happened at every house that they went to,
Yep.
They would
Gator,
think twice about it.
Hey, I hate to cut you off, buddy, but we got a hard break coming up, and thank you very much for calling.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.